This is the calm before the storm, before the surge. And when it comes, and it will come, never will so many ask so much of so few. We'll do all that we can to support them.
COVID-19 officially arrived on our shores on Thursday, February the 27th, 2020. As the case count began to rise, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar announced on the 12th of March the beginning of the restrictions in this country. While weeks have passed, we have adapted to a new normality, adhering to strict new guidelines in an effort to suppress the virus. But the effects of these new restrictions have not been the same on everyone. This 10-part series looks at the effect that COVID-19 has had on people with disabilities in our community and on their carers. These are their stories. Leanne Herr has cerebral palsy. She describes what it was like for her when she first heard about COVID-19.
It was very hard for me when I heard about it, because as a person with under 9 conditions, it was frightening, because you don't know. Like, first, when I heard about it, it came out, I was worried and scared, because you don't know if people have it or not, because you don't know until, you won't know until 14 days. So which people are going around and not knowing that they have it until 14 days. Yeah, it made me really worried and really conscious and everything. Because, I'm on 52 days now of lockdown since the day I finished college. So which is extremely hard.
Leanne explains how her life has changed since COVID-19.
Days were breakdowns, don't know what to do. It's just hard, because there's nothing that you can do, only focus. Like, college work was a struggle as well, because you're there without no help and trying to get them in on time and everything. My typical day before COVID-19 was me, going to college, doing all the assignments, hanging around with friends, and hanging with my family, and visiting my grandparents every weekend. And now it's just hard, where I can't do any of that, where I can see my friends, visit my grandparents.
People's complacency regarding social distancing is a real concern for Leanne.
For example, the beach. The beach is always packed, and people are disobeying the rules of social distancing, which is hard for me. It makes me extremely mad. They call it it's like the new normal now, where you don't take it in consideration of people that might have underlying conditions, and then bring it back to their families, and then they don't know until 14 days, which is extremely. Makes me mad that they just think, the way I look at it, they think it's in a holiday for them. With this, I can't go out. I'm at home, so even scared my parents are scared to even take me out. Because you don't know where it is. It could be in the air or anything. It's extremely worry. Because you don't know. You don't know what to do. Like even with figures and everything. Since they're dropping. But once the extractions get lifted during the coming months, the figures can go, might go sky high again, which we could be leading to lockdown again, maybe in the future, until this vaccine comes in.
The mental health impact of COVID-19 has had a very real effect on people who have had to cocoon. Local GP Dr. Declan Matthews explains more.
I think it's probably the same effect it's going to have on all of us, but I think it'll be exaggerated for people with disabilities. People with disabilities must really feel that they've sort of been left alone at the moment to their own devices. They're unable to sort of get out. They've sort of almost, I presume, I would imagine some of them would almost feel guilty for having their disabilities at the moment, which is something we've tried to get rid of in society for I don't know how long. But it's now looking back. It's now getting to the stage where elderly probably feel slightly guilty for being elderly because they have to cocoon. And I would imagine where people with disabilities probably feel the same way, a very unenviable position to be in. It's going to cause a lot of stress. It's going to cause a loss of sleep. It's going to cause a feeling of worthlessness and could in the long run lead to depression.
Like, with this, I do get, like, bad days, good days. But only for my family to keep me. Only for my siblings, my mom and dad to keep me going. I would thank them for keeping me sane. Some days can be tough on me. Because you don't know how long this will go on for. The lighter side of it, I would like to especially thank my uncle Mark, who through this COVID-19 made me smile, made me laugh with his TikToks, because he knows how to make my low days into brighter days. The most positive thing I would put is for people is keep in contact with your loved ones. And because they might be feeling you don't know what's going on. Like, just to keep in contact with everyone. Check up on them. Ring them. Like, based on them. And everything. Just to cheer. Just to brighten up somebody's day. It's the little things in life that matters. Like family, friends, neighbours.
Our plan is to reopen the country in a slow, staged, phased way. 5 stages, 3 weeks apart, starting on May 18th. And all things going to plan, with the 5th phase commencing on August 10th.
When I heard that over 70s go out, they didn't mention for people with disabilities or people with underlying conditions. It is hard. They should have thought of a plan for when people with disabilities and underlying conditions. Maybe suggest times as to when to go out, like to give people times. Because at the moment, since the over 70s are able to go out, now as well, are thinking this, oh, I could go out now. Because the over 70s can go out as well. Which they're not taking into consideration with social distancing. yeah, the lack of information that's going out. Because, you don't know how long it's going to be. For example, it was meant to be, the lockdown was meant to be until the 5th of May. And then they extended it again for another 2 weeks, but which they have eased restrictions, but it's still going to be hard, as you don't know what the outcomes are going to be.
I asked Dr. Matthews who would make the decision with regards to people who are cocooning being able to come out of isolation.
I think that's going to be a medical decision. It's very hard if you have somebody with chronic chest problem or who's recovering from cancer. It's very hard for them because they know if they catch COVID, they are going to be in dire straits. So those people are actually particularly good at cocooning and staying in. And I have a feeling that even when the restrictions are lifted, a lot of those will cocoon for a bit longer, to tell you nothing but the truth.
Be more scared and everything when getting transport. For example, when we heard the COVID-19, what my mom used to do is she used to disinfect my wheelchair every time I come home from college and everything. It's scared at the moment, just listen to what the government is saying, because you don't know how long this will be. This will carry on for months, and you don't know what the future holds for people. You don't know where is safe, and which would be the safest thing to do or not. And where there's less people, it's hard. Because mostly everyone is mixing and everything ever since the restrictions were lifted, which are more people out now, walking and all that.
The government has warned of the possibility of a second surge of the virus occurring if guidelines are not adhered to. This would result in people having to cocoon once again.
I could do that again. I go, what I would think is, just, everyone just saying, what I would suggest would be, if people can get out in social media and everything and explain their situations, and maybe people might listen then as to how hard they're living, for example, me, with a disability. People should get their voices out there and to say to the people of y'all on how hard it is to be cocooning and not being able to see family and friends, which is extremely hard on people's mental health and that.
I asked Leanne what it would mean to her to be able to come out of isolation.
That would really help me, because that would it'd make me happy as one thing. And I would put it as freedom.
If you have a disability and feel that you need support, the number for Enable Ireland is 01-872-7155. This is a Community Radio Yall production made with the support of CCAD under Goal 1 of the CCAP 2020 programme.